Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday afternoon here in St. Louis. We've been watching the hearing, well, both. The Senate is questioning the acting Secret Service Director, as well as the FBI. And very interesting things have come out of this. There's a lot of answers that were not provided. There's like an admission like, wow, this went bad. And I think everyone's going, yeah. Yeah, that went real bad. Somebody died. And I think it's important that we remember that it's not just about the fact that Donald Trump's life was not taken, but that somebody else's was. There is somebody at this rally who was there exercising his right to support a political candidate, and he lost his life because of this breakdown. Somehow or another, Donald Trump was able to escape what looked like a certain death by a miracle of the hand of God, but another person didn't. We're asking you today, how do you see the attempt on Trump's life, a massive system failure or something more conspiratorial? Russell said, I believe it was a total system failure. Identified a suspicious person 90 minutes before the shots. Also took photos of the person 30 to 40 minutes prior. Unimaginable he wasn't stopped prior. Vicky said, huge system failure. I just wonder how many others were not as protected as they thought that they were. George said, incompetence can only go so far. The breakdowns that happened lends itself to something more. So I've been watching the results of this poll come in, and honestly, they've gone back and forth between the two options, system failure, something more conspiratorial, and the results are coming in, and you guys are pretty divided by this, which is why we wanted to ask the question, because I wasn't really 100% sure where at least our audience is. Of course, this isn't a super scientific poll. It's just it's a polling of people who want to sign on to YouTube and listen to the Annie Fry Show. But I'm curious where you are on this issue. And it seems as though, at least for now, this audience of this show on 97.1 FM Talk are pretty divided. Here in Missouri, we are blessed to have Senator Josh Hawley. And he always brings the heat as a prosecutor.
And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly what the decision-making process
was? What more do you need to investigate to know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I need my investigators to do their job. And I cannot.
A lot of people didn't do their jobs.
I cannot put my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean? Put your thumb on the scale.
You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing. I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret
Service.
Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days, just like you have.
Then fire somebody to hold them accountable.
I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity. And not rush to judgment and put people
unfairly persecuted.
We have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
You said earlier that you've got to make sure that your protocols are followed, and unless there's a protocol violation, people wouldn't be disciplined. I would just say to you, I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rallygoers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols.
Senator, I think this is where you and I agree. This was a failure, and we will get to the bottom of it.
Well, I hope you're going to do something about it. Let me ask you something else. The Real Clear Politics reports this morning that you were directly involved in denying additional security resources and personnel, including counter snipers, not just to this event, but over the last 2 years that President Trump's team repeatedly asked for these additional resources, and you personally were involved in denying them. Is that true?
Senator, as I stated earlier, that is not true.
So you never denied any resources to former President Trump's team?
No, not me. No, sir.
And you weren't involved in any of that? You were never involved in the decision making.
No, sir, I was not.
Let me ask you just one or two other things here quickly. Well, whistleblowers tell me that, in fact, law enforcement were stationed to be on that roof and that law enforcement abandoned their post because it was too hot. Is that accurate?
Senator, I have heard that as well. Again, they posted up inside
And I think moving forward, as I said earlier, we're going to ensure that state and local counter snipers are on roofs.
But do you know if someone was supposed to be on the roof? Do you know if someone was in fact? That's what the whistleblower tells me. That may or may not be accurate. Do you know that to be the fact? Was somebody posted to the roof, local law enforcement or whomever?
I do not know that to be a fact.
Well, can I ask you why you don't know that?
Again, Senator, we are looking at this, and they should have been on that roof. And the fact that they were in the building is something that I'm still trying to understand.
I just want to express my frustration, Director, that 17 days or whatever it's been, that whistleblowers are telling us more than you are, and you don't know. You haven't ascertained if there was supposed to be law enforcement on the roof. That seems like a pretty basic fact. I'm also told that local law enforcement suppliers offered the Secret Service drones, and you declined them. Is that true?
So, Senator, I've been very transparent and forthcoming.
Your agency has not been transparent and forthcoming, so please, but let's not go there.
I have been forthcoming, sir.
That remains to be seen. You've been on the job a few days. So far, you've fired nobody. Now, the drones.
Thank you,
sir.
Were you
offered drones?
Senator Hawley.
So there was an offer to fly a drone on that day.
And why did you deny it?
I think the ability of local law enforcement to provide an asset, we probably should have taken them up on it if it was offered.
So you've been listening to Senator Josh Hawley questioning the acting Secret Service Director, Ronald Rowe, and Hawley brought heat the way I did not hear other senators before him aggressively questioned. Mike Lee, he kind of got worked up. John Kennedy did his John Kennedy thing. There is one point where John Kennedy, I think he asked if Trump was shot by space lasers. I'm not joking. Or murder hornets. Maybe we could get the clip. But it was true John Kennedy fashion. I almost am hesitant to do that because I feel like this is more serious than mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to some of the other senators questioning the Secret Service Director, he's the acting Secret Service Director, I guess the last one. She gone. When I'm listening to him, they were always prefacing, like, with their utmost respect for authority, for law enforcement. It's very sad to me that there's all of this pomp and circumstance that needs to be said to be like, I'm going to question what happened when Donald Trump was almost assassinated. One of his supporters was shot dead at a rally. But I need to make sure that politically everybody knows that I do back the blue. Why isn't it default that we back the blue? Well, we know the answer to that.
So I listened to this, and just a comment on the tone. This sounds like whenever I am upset with Charter or Spectrum, and they don't have good answers for what I'm saying.
Have you been talking to Mark
Reardon? No, but I do know that he's been having some trouble with that.
But
this Secret Service Director, the acting Secret Service Director, is in the position of trying to defend the indefensible, and Hawley's absolutely right on that. But Hawley's also absolutely right in the sense that you have to make consequences, even if that's looking horrible in front of the American people. If that's the only consequence, there has to be a consequence for it. The one line that really stuck out to me whenever he clapped back at Hawley, and he's like, this could have been our school book depository. And it's like, yes, that's why he's angry. This is a failure. It is a failure, or it's conspiratorially something else. Either one of those is horrible.
Aren't we begging for it to be a system failure?
We need it to be a system failure.
Because you could fix that.
Yes.
The other thing has no end to the digging.
The fix to the other thing is way bigger and way more involved and way more horrible than anybody ever wants to even think about or imagine.
When you watch, here's my experience of this. I'm thinking to watching Blue Bloods. Have you ever,
I've seen it.
Blue Bloods. Yes, I understand. It's a show on, I think, CBS. I get it. It's not real life. But they do work very hard to mimic the existence of the NYPD and the understanding of the politics that go on within the department and the politics in the outside world that infiltrate and, you know, the different levels of seniority and how it all works. But what I've learned from that, and Tom Selleck's position as the commissioner of the NYPD, is that you do have to, in that position, and I assume that that's what's happening here with the acting Secret Service director, you don't want to lose the confidence of your rank and file.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that Secret Service has rank and file.
Yeah.
They're just
yeah,
there's elite less rank of them and file. And yes, yes. They're BA. So what I hear from him politically, internally, is wanting to make sure that when he goes back to the office, that they don't look at him and say, you sold us out. But this is the part where leadership, there's a if you're in this position, you've got to answer to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to answer to the American people. I understand that you don't want to lose the confidence of those people who are in your department, people who you likely know personally, and I would assume in the Secret Service, just like in the military, that the bonds you form with your coworkers there are unlike bonds you form when you're like in accounting mm-hmm. for a major business.
Yeah. And to that point, you don't want to lose their confidence. I really think the only way that you lose their confidence, though, is if you throw them under the bus for something that wasn't their fault.
If there is something that needs to be called out, if there's someone who messed up, you're not going to get this covered up.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to stay covered up. And there has to be accountability. And what I'm pulling from, just from an observational standpoint, I'm Jane Citizen sitting here watching this going, how do I know this isn't going to happen again? How do I know that Donald Trump, when he goes back to Butler, how do I know that roof's going to be covered? I mean, it sure as heck better be, obviously. But how do I know? How do I trust you? And the only way that I can trust is that if you come out and prove that it was a system failure with all of these things put in place. And the complicated thing here is that I shouldn't really know what the systems are that are put in place. Because if I know them, then the next crooks knows them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more complicated than that, which means that the mea culpa of this particular representative, the acting director of the Secret Service, what he has to go out there and do is assure the American people that the protection of the target is above any other purpose that can be served, including protecting those who I'm sure he loves and respects who made a mistake. That was something else that a senator said. It was Rand Paul. Rand Paul made a good comment. He said, just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Right.
But we still need to have accountability for those mistakes. And that's exactly right. There are people, you know those people, and if you're listening right now, you might have been that person at some point in time. Maybe not to this extent, but you made a mistake. You are a good person, made a mistake, and you had to pay the consequences for it, but that doesn't mean that you're a bad person. You have an entire context of life that exists around that, that doesn't make that one mistake define who you are, but it doesn't take the mistake away. That mistake will leave a scar. It will form and shape the rest of your life, and hopefully not many other people's lives, but possibly. You cannot pretend that the mistake doesn't exist. You have to look directly into it and understand every inch of it so that it never happens again.
Right. You can't fix what went wrong if you don't acknowledge that something, in fact, did go wrong. I'm going to put this in the context of my job here as producer. There are things that go wrong technically or buttons that I have clicked incorrectly. And like the very first thing that you got to do after you do that is look at this and go, okay, what was it that I did incorrectly in here? Do you understand what you did incorrectly? And then you know what to do moving forward to fix it. That's how they regain the confidence of the American people. They said, they look at this situation. They said, we've identified these five areas where we failed. And we have implemented strategies. And like you said, you don't want to put these out there, but you offer it to the senators in a closed door hearing
yeah.
or whatever. Hey, we can show you what we did. We just don't want this to be public knowledge because then the next shooter
sure.
would go out there and do it. But I can give you what we've done to implement to correct the problems. And then the senators can come back out to the American people and said, yes, we've saw it. We've seen it. We can verify it. They have addressed mm-hmm. the issues. We have confidence moving forward. That's how you do it. It's the honesty and the realness with the people that rebuilds the confidence.
There's also like I like your example of you're running the board. You're in charge of a lot of things. And every mistake you make is public.
It's very public.
It's for everybody to know. And sometimes you know that there are mistakes, and sometimes we will try to play it off. But oftentimes after something like that happens, my question to you is, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the answer is, I have no idea. You can go back and look at the tapes. He's not touching anything. And then we got to dig deeper. Other times it's this happened and this happened. Brad is often trying to do like six things at one time. And his focus was over here and something bad happened over there. And then you just have to, and I have to trust you to just try not to let that happen again, whatever that situation might be. And then you just move on. But you have to address the issue. You mm-hmm. can't just be like,
Being honest with yourself about the mistakes that you make is how you improve in your craft, whatever it is.
Yes.
My craft isn't protecting the president,
no.
And it doesn't carry with it the same stakes that does.
It's protecting Ryan Wiggins.
But yeah, it's protecting Ryan Wiggins, yeah. I'll be the one diving on top of him if somebody shoots him in the ear.
Ooh, let's just practice. During Wiggins America, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Smack.
Get down, Mr. President! Get down, Mr. Wigglesworth.
If you yell, get down, Mr. President, I wonder if he'd just hit the deck. I'm going to get to his psyche a little bit. He probably did in his office when you said that.
But it is. It's how you improve. Mm-hmm. It's how you get better at the job. And I don't understand the idea or the mindset that says that I'm the best that there is at this and there's no room for improvement. I don't get that. You could be the best that there is at that. And if you are truly a competitor, if you're truly pursuing excellence, you always identify the room for improvement. And whenever I see like the previous lady, Cheadle, she was just... didn't want to say anything, was yeah. in complete CYA mode.
And I saw the headlines. That was vacation mode for me. So I saw the headlines. She's out. I didn't consume that.
Oh, man. It was bad.
From all the right subjects I could garner, it was no bueno. No. Kate says, as poorly as they did last time, the damn roof will be the only thing well covered. Let's hope not.
They'll have a whole team up there.
Yeah. We want to know from you in the YouTube live chat poll, how do you see the attempt on Trump's life? A massive system failure or something more conspiratorial? JC said, there was more behind this, I'm afraid. And Janine said, how can anyone not see that there is some conspiracy aspect? Well, looking at the results as they come in, you guys are pretty close. So if you've got a thought on this, we want to hear what you have to say. We're going to keep reading your thoughts throughout the course of the show. And we'll give the results of today's poll. System failure or something conspiratorial? At about 2:55 is usually when we read those results. Don't go away. Let's get Wiggins America in here. Mr. President, in just a minute. Don't go away.